Hey guys, welcome back to Risk Call. Today we have with us V, the CIO and founder of TriRecord. How are you, V?
Hey, Eron, let's talk about markets.
Right. The US Federal Reserve hiked interest rates by 0.25% in its March policy meeting as market expected. What do you think from here?
Okay, so what happened was, as markets have wildly expected, the US Federal Reserve increased the policy interest rates by a quarter of a percent and spoke of more interest rates hikes in the meetings going forward. And then they also said that they will begin balance sheet reduction in the coming meeting. So it doesn't say when, but likely the next meeting if data continues to hold up, inflation and employment and the economic data continues to hold up strongly, right? So the markets reacted very happily, I would say. Stock markets was up between 2 to 3%, depending on the index that we're looking at, and more than 3%, in fact, for Nasdaq. And we also received their projections, the economic projections, and their projected interest rate path going forward. So they project another 6 rate hikes of a quarter percent each for the rest of the year. And he did speak of the possibility of going to hiking 50 basis points or 0.5% instead of a quarter percent increments. But it is not more hawkish than what market has feared. It is basically delivering what the market expects. But the market pricing in the attached chart that we table that we'll be showing in the prior to the meeting, the market was pricing for a total of 7 rate hikes this year. And now if we had one delivered, so if all things being equal, the market will expect 6 hikes for the rest of the year. But instead now it's projecting slightly more than six. At one point after the meeting, it was even closer to a seven again. So they would have including the one at the meeting, it would have been closer to 8 for the whole year, including this one, right? Including the new latest hike. So the first instance was the interest rate markets took it as hawkish, thinking that this is very hawkish statement, very hawkish comments. But that interpretation has been taken back a little bit. My interpretation from what I hear from the press conference, the way they answered question was that it's very data dependent. Every meeting is live, meaning they'll consider it. Every meeting is not an automatic hike. And he did talk about the lag effects of monetary policy, meaning that even if you hike now, the effects will only be seen much later on. So you shouldn't really be very, very aggressive unless you truly, truly know what's going to happen in the future. And because there's so much uncertainty, given the war, given the COVID shutdowns in China, also high energy prices, supply chain disruptions continuing still. That's a lot of uncertainty. And more importantly, I believe, more importantly, the latest producer price index is a measure of inflation because it measures the prices that producers pay to get the goods that they need to manufacture goods is lower than expected. It's the first inflation metric to undershoot in the US for some time now. So I think it makes sense for the Fed to be gradual, be careful in the removal of accommodation. He stressed that these are emergency conditions too that were put in place, which is correct for to address the crisis. But now the economy is very strong, the labor market is strong, inflation is above target, and they will bring it back down to within the expected long run inflation target, keeping inflation expectations anchored. So I think it's good news that we have taken the uncertainty out of the market. And the decision had one dissent from Bullard, Governor Bullard, who essentially has been talking about wanting a 0.5% hike for the longest time. But I think it's good. It's consistently one guy. So that's again reaffirming what we've already known so far. So that's good. And historically, rate hike cycles have coincided with strong equity markets because usually when the Fed is ready to hike, the economy is very, very strong, right? They always tend to err on the side of the economy and job situation since the last 20 plus years. So I think it's good for risk assets unless there's more bad news coming from the war front or for more shutdowns in China. We are likely to see that the buy on dips mentality in the stock markets will return. many investors are underinvested now. There's a lot of cash on the sidelines. And I think it's good. We shall be seeing more positive price action going forward.
Right. China's stock markets rallied strongly off the lows since Wednesday. What's going on here?
China's stock market is very interesting. So what happened was on Wednesday, it had a big sell-off on Tuesday. It's been selling off for the longest time, but because of Chinese government cracking down on tech companies, cracking down on the education technology companies, on the construction, there's various sectors they've been cracking down on, but in the name of the common prosperity targets, right? Basically, wanting to have a more equitable society. So they're trying to reduce dominance in any particular industry by the big companies. Then we had the problem of US wanting to delist Chinese stocks because of security concerns, of maybe their connections to the government, maybe they're taking data and it's not protected from the government. So a lot of reasons for that. And also then we had renewed fear of more lockdowns in China. So that's from the weekend, the last few days. So there was a lot of panic selling on Tuesday. And on Wednesday morning, the Chinese government officials came out to say, it was a very strong statement that I think that they said a lot of things about ensuring that policies going forward is to stabilize market, not to scare markets anymore. So I think they're announcing the end of cracking down on any particular industries. And more importantly, they said that long-term investors should buy stocks now, right? So basically, they're saying the national team, the pension funds, the government-controlled funds, all the connected people should be buying now because this is it, right? They are going to end the policy of cracking down on different sectors. And also, they're going to promote policies that will stabilize the economy and help the economy grow, ensure that liquidity is sufficient for the economy to stay stable and grow. Stable means up, right, for stock markets. So that's great. So we saw a big rally off the lows, Hong Kong almost 20% off the lows. And I think also the positive risk sentiment from the Fed's decision fed into the Asian markets as well. So we are seeing a double boost and we see Hang Seng Index up 7% today. So I believe many people have capitulated, sold a lot at the lows, getting out underinvested. I think, again, this is going to be the low of the Chinese and the Hong Kong stock markets, and unless there's worse news in store for them on the COVID front. But I think each time there's bad news, it's going to be supported or met with more response from the government to help stabilize the market. So in conclusion, I think we are now at the tail end of the risk asset sell-off that has started since end of last year. I believe, barring any drastic bad news from the war front, from Ukraine-Russia situation, we are likely to have seen the lows, and the buy on dip mentality will be returning soon if it's not already returned. Okay, I think it's very interesting markets. Volatility will remain high because many people will interpret the same news very differently given previously held views. But I will stick with the side of history where early on in the rate hike cycles, we have risk markets, risk assets are continuing to do well. Even though the Fed has hiked by one time, they have hiked the first hike of 0.25%, monetary conditions are still very easy. And they also stated that reduction of balance sheet can be considered a rate hike as well if it should happen. So I don't think they're going to go very aggressive with rate hikes while they reduce balance sheet. All right, Yi-Rong, as always, stay true to the process and eventually you'll be profitable.